In every dream home, a heartache. And every step I take takes me further from heaven.
Spot of vintage Roxy music for you. But it's pertinent to our topic, that of the dream home. May have shifted from Brian's imagination of 1973, who knows. Something, however, did happen sometime late last century that expanded our sense of social horizon. I suspect it had a lot to do with women and the workplace. But through the fabled mid-century, life centred so much more squarely on the home, especially in this country, the Australian dream, the highest rate of home ownership almost in the world, a national obsession with how that home looked, what went in it, its architecture, its interior design, a symbol of aspiration, of affluence and of comfort. This idea of the ideal home, it's under examination in a new exhibition. It's at the Penrith Regional Gallery and the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences, both in Sydney, the 20th Century Australian Home. Looking at it through household objects, through furniture, design classics. To talk this through, Jackie Strecker is head of curatorial at the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences. Benita Ely is an artist. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Jackie, thanks. Can we start with you? This idea of the ideal home, where did that idea come from?
It was an idea that was developed both by Dr. Leanne Hall from Penrith Regional Gallery and myself. We thought it was a very timely time to do an exhibition on this idea of the ideal home because, of course, the home is something that we all bring very strong associations to, both as a place of refuge, of love, of intimacy. It's a haven from the world and something in which we invest so much of our emotion just in the way that we design. We do our furnishings, our architecture of our homes. But of course, it does have another side. The other side is one for many people of financial burden, of conflict, violence, and increasingly an unattainable ideal for many people.
Tremendously complex. That phrase, the ideal home, that to me is so redolent of that mid-century period.
Yes, it is very much so. I guess, you know, the collection from the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences in the exhibition, it's about 70 pieces from our domestic technologies collection, starting with that very, very homemade objects, that make-do attitude that we found in the early 20th century, opening up that idea of the Australian dream and everyone owning their own home. So we have fabulous kind of homemade bush pantries and domestic objects like homemade whisks and egg lifters, moving through to that promise of modernity and that idea of consumerism and things like washing machines and hoovers and radio sets and TV units and toasters. A great opportunity to get these objects out of our collection and then kind of moving through to the late 20th century.
And Benita, it's not just objects from the collection. And now the shows bring in contemporary work and that's where you enter the frame as well.
Yes, that's right. Myself and other artists out at Penrith are looking at the underbelly, if you like, of the ideal home, the problematics of family life, in my case, as an outcome of the Second World War or any strife that causes trauma, and how that generates trauma from generation to generation.
And your particular work here, it combines these thoughts in a really interesting way. Describe it for us.
It's a Vickers machine gun, which was my father's weapon of war, so to speak. And it's made from my mother's treadle Singer sewing machine, combined with bobby pins, which to her generation was the demure woman's beauty equipment, so to speak.
That doesn't pull any punches as a combination, does it? That cuts to the chase.
Yes, yes. It's an uncanny conundrum. You look at it and your mind spins. And I think it from speaking to many, many people about it, because it's been exhibited now internationally as well as in Australia, people come up to me and tell me about their stories. It really does evoke the conflict in the home and the way that women were so strong to keep the show on the road.
It sounds for the family. It sounds from what you say too that that's a very personal reference to your own family.
Absolutely, yes. The work comes from my personal experience. It's not theoretical.
Jackie, this is the complexity, is it not, of the home. And yet I wonder, and going back again to that sort of post-war period, that arrival of the mass-produced good, that sudden fascination for the modern and for the things that we could acquire in our homes, how much that was perhaps a masking of these deeper things going on beneath the surface.
Yes, the way we've actually organised the exhibition out at Penrith is to have these more kind of nostalgic objects in the main gallery. And we've used the Lewis homesteads because, of course, Penrith Regional Gallery was originally the site of the home of Margot and Gerald Lewis, two very well-known Australian modernist artists. And so we've used the homestead to respond critically to the idea of the ideal home.
It's the perfect setting, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and it's lovely kind of whole of sight experience.
But what's the narrative that you're trying to tell? I mean, that's an interesting thing in a show like this, that you bring things together to tell a story.
Yes, it's true. And I guess I think for us, it's people bringing their own meaning and interpretation to the objects. You know, there is a real opportunity, I think, for parents and even better grandparents to talk to their children, you know, about the way...
I used to have one of them.
It's quite extraordinary that young people don't even recognise the toaster as something that you open on the side.
Yes, I remember them. I think the other interesting thing is that it brings forth the influence of the Bauhaus movement in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And also how our architecture was very much orientated towards our climate rather than a European climate, with verandas and wide eaves and the houses elevated off the ground and windows and fly wire.
But it's perhaps why that moment in design is of such interest now, because there was so much going on and it came from such interesting places. It sort of arrived in our homes, perhaps mass-produced and perhaps a little distant from those original sources of sort of modernist thinking. But nonetheless, it's a tremendously redolent period in design.
Yes, and I think a sub-story of the exhibition is that European imagining of the home in an Australian context.
Mm.
We have some beautiful photographs by Wolfgang Sievers, who came to Australia from Germany, and he was very socially engaged in his photographic practice. We have beautiful black and white vintage prints of the House of Tomorrow designed house, which was really part of a prototype house that was set up in Melbourne in 1949, and very much responded to that idea of bringing the whole house, all its various components, into this beautifully designed way of living, but really connected society and that ideal of the home.
Is that, I mean, an interesting thing you mentioned before, people sort of coming along and recognising things in the show. But that's a sort of a reframing, isn't it, of familiarity. We have objects here which, oh, yes, I knew that, or Mum had one of those, or my grandparents had one of them, and here they are in this other setting. And I'm now seeing that lived experience, that very familiar experience, in a different light.
Yes, I think that's true. And in the last part of the exhibition, where we really look at these fabulous new materials and technologies, we have pieces by Mark Newson, by Zaha Hadid, some fabulous modular furniture by Grant Featherston. And so throwing them into a new context as well, so that the home has become quite a sophisticated place, as you were saying, an aspirational place.
A tremendous show, Benita, to be involved in. I mean, your piece, it just takes it to that other level altogether. I mean, it really underscores the true human drama behind that design narrative.
Yes, and at the Lewis House Gallery, works by ex De Medici, Korea Dickens, Blake Griffiths, and the Cope Street Collective, artists Matthew Cooper and Colin Kinchella, bring in all of the, as I said, underbelly of the ideal of living in your own fabulous home, the conflict. And so that's very relevant to today too, where we're becoming more and more aware of violence in the home.
Indeed we are. I wonder, Jackie, if our modern homes in 50, 60, 70 years' time will have the same sort of nostalgic yearning attached to them.
It's a very good question. There's certainly enough depth in the collection of the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences to explore that in very interesting ways, you know, through all sorts of questions around urban design and smart cities and the way that we will continue to live in the future. But I think, you know, the exhibition really does touch on these other issues like homelessness,
yes,
domestic violence, gender inequality. And Benita mentioned the Ex de Medici, but I think that is a good one to talk about. It was a commission with the artist and with Maz and with Penrith, where she has turned the whole concept of the ideal literally on its head. She's designed a piece of furniture based on the Maz weapons collection, including a shotgun, and produced a 3-metre-long watercolour, and then had that embroidered onto an 18th-century French love sofa. And she's installed it in a room at Penrith, tipped the sofa upside down, and has basically surrounded it with police tape, with ammunition casing, with beer cans. It's a very powerful work, and I think it speaks directly to that issue of domestic violence, which is very provocative, but I think something now that we all need to discuss.
On the other hand, one of the themes is the way Australian houses were integrated into the landscape, into gardens, which is lovely. So that's the kind of counterpoint in a way, our love of the natural environment.
Well, there's an exquisite sense of light and shade about all of this, and a great richness there, I think, that would reward a fair bit of visiting. Look, thank you both for beginning this conversation. Appreciate it very much, Benita and Jackie. Benita Reilly is an artist. Jackie Strecker, Head of Curatorial, Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences, the ideal home. We will put links, up on the Blueprint website. This is running until March 24 next year, so plenty of opportunity. This is Blueprint here on RN.